So Obama likes to talk about giving, taking money from the rich and giving it. He said it's going to allow for more child care and more health care. So how does this work? So let's just do a thought experiment. Let's say the rich have 50%. The rich 1% have 50%. And the other 99% have the other 50%. So if we take all the money from the rich 1% and give it to the 99%, then now the 99% have twice as much. So if they have one car, they could have two cars. If they have one house, they could have two houses because they have twice as much. So obviously, this causes you to think about this. Where would another 100 million cars come from if we gave the rich don't have 100 million cars? Anyway, so you look at Cuba, and what always happens when you're a low class who wants to steal from the rich, you get nothing because you're a lazy communist. And that's why your store shelves don't have any goods. I thought we'd finish this debate back in the 20th century with the Cold War. So I don't know. So, okay, getting back to the question of more healthcare. Okay, so we need 1 million healthcare workers. Where do those come from? They don't just materialize. That means you have to take them out of fast food. So now you take all the people out of fast food, put them into childcare. I guess we need immigrants. But now we have more poor people, don't we? Because 30 million more healthcare people served. Now we train people from beauty salons to be nurses, and it's more money. But wait a minute, we still need haircuts. What's going to happen now? So how does this taking money from the rich do anything? I mean, you know, sometimes the economy can get, if you had 20% unemployment, then yeah, now you got 20% to work with. So productivity, look at how many goods and services. So if you have 10% unemployment, that means you can make 5% more goods and services for everybody by making them employed. But if you have full employment, what are we going to do? We're going to take people. Where are the people for the child care and the health care going to come from? They don't materialize. Are they sitting around, all the nurses not doing anything? I don't think so. So, which gets at another point. The whole, what Obama is doing is he's causing people to covet. They're sitting around saying, it's not fair. On the topic of socialism, God said, pardon the French, never enough, never happy. If you think about it, when is it enough, you know? And anyway...